It's 20.
It's Tiff's 20 with your host, Tiffany Thornton.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Tiff's 20. I am so excited to be doing this podcast. I just love my fans and my friends and my family. And I'm back in the South and blogging it up for Disney Baby. And I thought, what better way to continue to connect with my peeps than to do a podcast? So we got 20 minutes. We're going to talk about life and mommyhood and probably Sunny with a Chance and So Random and other cool stuff. So I'm going to start with a question that I got on Twitter. And it says, who is your favorite singer, man and woman? Hello, great question. And it is from hashtag nominate Demi Lovato, who I love. And their Twitter name is at TWFanMilyCS. Not really sure what that means, but awesome. Okay. My favorite singer, man. You guys, I love me some Clay Walker. Do y'all even know who that is? He's a country singer. He's so good. I've loved him, like, my whole life. His music, I mean. I don't know him as a person. That's kind of weird. Love Clay Walker. And I also love me some Tim McGraw. I mean, that man looks so good in a hat. And I don't mind his music either. It's pretty good. My favorite female singer, I would have to say right now, is Miranda Lambert. I just love the energy that she has when she sings and her kick-butt attitude. And I just think she's awesome. So anyway, good question. By the way, my two boys have strep throat. Super sad. But good news is the medicine that they give them, the antibiotics, it's called amoxicillin. And when you're a little bitty kid, you get the liquid kind, and it tastes like bubblegum. And the only reason I remember this is because I had, like, huge tonsils my whole life until I got them taken out. Gross, Tiffany. I know, gross. But a lot of people have this problem, okay? It's not just me. I was obsessed with this amoxicillin as a child. Like, loved the bubblegum medicine. I wanted to drink it all the time. My mom told me, because it has to be refrigerated, that she would have to, like, hide it in the fridge from me as a child because I would insist upon drinking it. Gross. Don't get me wrong. It looks like Pepto-Bismol, but it tastes like bubblegum. And I'm so happy for my kids that they get to drink it. Not really drink it, just take, like, small doses of it. But I keep telling them, like, you guys, this tastes so good. And they're like, wah, because Bentley's 6 months. And KJ's like, bleh, get away from me. Even though he doesn't really say get away from me, but, like, his face says that because he doesn't like medicine. Anyway, total jealousy living inside of me that my kids get the liquid amoxicillin. Okay, moving right along. All right, you guys, listen. I read this online, and it makes me so happy. Scientists have proven that the key to a happy marriage is happy wife, happy life. What? Okay, if there's any guys listening and you're not married yet, remember this for when you're married because it will make life so much easier for you. And if you are married, then remember this because it will make life so much easier for you. Okay, the fact that a study from Rutgers University in New Jersey found this information is amazing. They say that the biggest key to a happy marriage is how happy the woman is. If she's happy, then her man's going to be happy too. And if she's not happy, then her husband tends to be unhappy. They said that it's super rare that there's a couple where the husband's happy and the wife isn't and that it's successful. Makes total sense. They said, quote, when a wife is satisfied with the marriage, she tends to do a lot more for her husband, which has a positive effect on his life. That's so funny that the way to a man's heart is just to do things for him all day long like you would do for a toddler. Weird, right? That's because men stay babies forever. They need their mommy, then they need their wife. Just kidding, but not really. Okay, another question from Twitter. Oh, that one's super good. It's from at EWWFan5. Which I think means every which way. Side note, my friend Melissa Carcace plays Nurse Lily, and she lives in Miami. I have been friends with her forever. Not really forever, like 8 years, but we went through acting class together. She used to come to set and visit me on Sunny with a Chance and So Random all the time, and now she's on her own show. Yeah! She's so beautiful, and I love her. She's like the sweetest Cuban I've ever met in my life. I just love those Cubans. There are so many Cuban people in Miami. And that's why I like going there, because the men, they've got these deep voices and these Spanish accents. Also, another side note from the side note, my husband speaks Spanish fluently, which I'm pretty sure is why I have two kids with him. Yes. All it takes is some nice music and some word in Spanish. I don't even care what it is. Anyway, love you, Melissa. So excited for you guys. Every Which Way, I think, just started its third season on Nickelodeon. So that's pretty awesome. Anyway, Every Which Way Fan 5 said, how do you stay strong in your faith? Listen, you guys, honestly, I joke around a lot, but I don't know where I would be in life without my relationship with the Lord. It's just been such a stronghold for me my whole life. I think a really important part is surrounding myself with people who share in my faith to encourage me and trying to stay active in church, whether that's going every Sunday or being in a Bible study. Being in the Word is super important to me. I don't have a lot of Bible verses memorized, but my sister-in-law's encouraged me to read the book of James, and so I'm going through that right now. And I just feel like there's so many stories in the Bible about people who have made mistakes in their life and how they could have done it differently and things they could have learned along the way. And that influences me to maybe learn from them so I don't have to go through that, or things that I can just relate to. There's a lot of awesome things to say in Proverbs that kind of teaches you about life. And so, yeah, I think just staying active in it has been a really, really big part of how I've stayed strong in my faith. And now I have babies, so they got to count on me too. I got to stay strong for my little people. Thanks. All right. One more question for this moment. It's from Sunshines Monroe, but sun spelled S-O-N. Pretty cool. Where is one place in the world you would want to go? I have always wanted to visit Italy because I love pasta. No, there's many other reasons, but like mainly because I love pasta. So I'd probably have to go on like a juice cleanse right before I went. Otherwise, I'd gain like 30 pounds. But I love me some pasta, and I love me some Italian people. So I just want to go there and like look at all the beautiful people and walk on cobblestone and shove pasta down my face every day. Oh, yeah. Oh, so fancy. I feel like everything in Italy is just fancy and beautiful. So, yeah, that's where I want to go. Thanks for your questions. All right, guys. Here's another tidbit of information that I've recently learned. It's really bad news. Comfort food is a myth. What? No! That has to be a lie. Tell me it's a lie. It's not, because researchers at University of Minnesota, they want to kill us. They want to just tell us that everything that we've used as an excuse to eat that chicken fried steak that's bigger than the plate and the side of mashed potatoes and accidentally the roll that comes out before, or maybe two rolls before you eat the chicken fried steak, that doesn't make you feel any better. It doesn't change your mood. Wow. So gross. My DJ that does the sound effects is a guy. Can you tell? Can you tell?
Yeah.
Yeah. So gross. I'm used to that. I have two boys. Well, I have three. One's my husband. Anyway, okay, they say, quote, negative moods naturally dissipate over time. Individuals may be giving comfort food credit for mood effects that would have occurred even in the absence of comfort food. What? These people have never eaten at Cracker Barrel. Okay, they've there's no way. Boo! DJ doesn't like Cracker Barrel. No, I'm just kidding. They have not. Seriously, I'm not going to go with this. I think University of Minnesota just was having like a super cold, wintry day and didn't want to believe that it's true. I have to believe comfort food is actually comforting, because when I'm super mad, if I eat a piece of pie, I feel happier. Probably because of the sugar rush. I'm just kidding. I don't even really eat pie that often. I would eat pasta. Duh. Okay, you guys, this is hilarious. Grandma's on Facebook. Okay, you know when you're tagging yourself or whatever and you just type in, like, Grandma? Well, they're accidentally tagging themselves as Grandmaster Flash. because, you know, older people, sometimes they think they can work with technology, but they really can't. And they're like, Timmy, come over here and help me use this. And I don't know what I'm doing, but he's typing away and I'm not sure what's going to pop out.
I'm your daddy, I'm your grandpa.
And Timmy's like, no, I am busy. I'm not going to mow the yard either. I'm going to the club tonight. So mean. Help your grandparents, rude kids. Anyway, so they start to type in their name and, like, a status update or comment or whatever. And, you know, it, like, suggests people's names that you might be trying to tag. So if you're going to type, like, I don't know, C-A-R, and you have a friend named Carol, then it's going to bring up Carol, and then whatever celebrity's first name is Carol, right? Okay, so then grandmas try to type something like, love grandma, or miss you, grandma. They type grandma, like G-R-A-N-D-M-A, and then Facebook suggests that they might be trying to tag Grandmaster Flash. And because the grandmas don't really understand Facebook, but they're trying to be cool and, like, see pictures of their grandkids that don't come over anymore because they're too busy on Facebook, then they don't know how to get rid of the tag suggestions, so they just end up tagging themselves as Grandmaster Flash. And now there's a website that's collecting screenshots of all of the posts. Quote, hi, sweetie, just sending you a hug. Love, Grandmaster Flash.
Uh-oh. Oh, God. Somebody.
That is a funny-sounding grandma. Just kidding. I know who that is. Anyway, I just think that that's amazing. Like, really? That is the cutest thing. Little grandmas, and they're like, hey, I'm Grandmaster Flash. Like, accidentally. Whoops. Don't you guys love that? Okay. It's time for funny things about my boys. Okay? KJ's favorite words now are no and mine. Okay, so the other morning, he wakes up, and I go in his room, and he's, like, half awake, and I'm like, KJ, good morning. How are you? Good morning. I talk, like, super annoying to him in the morning because I think it's sweet and soothing, and he's probably like, be quiet. So here's his reaction. I'm like, good morning, KJ. And he doesn't even have his eyes open. He looks at me with his eyes closed. He looks at me. He turns to me, and he goes, no, mine. What? It's your morning? It's not good? Like, what? You can't just wake up with no mine. I mean, I'm not even holding a toy or anything. I was holding Bentley, so maybe he thinks Bentley is his. I don't know. But I just think that's crazy. He just loves the word no mine. And at lunch today, he was in his high chair, and we were at a restaurant, and I said, he was getting fussy. So I said, do you want to sit in Daddy's lap? And his immediate reaction was no. So he goes, no. Yeah. Because he realized, oops, I said no right away, and what I meant was yes. Oh my gosh, I just love two-year-olds. They're so cute and really small, and they don't know what they're talking about even when they're talking. And I love that he has spaces between all of his little teeth. It's just gap teeth on all of his teeth. I love it so much. Okay, that's KJ. And then Bentley, every single time Chris picks up Bentley, he toots or burps, like, right away. I don't know if he just feels like it's not gentlemanly to do it around his mom, or if he's, like, storing it up for Chris as, like, a welcome home gift from work. Ew! Okay, it doesn't sound like that. That's a little intense. Again, the DJ's a guy. But, yes, he, like, totally toots on Chris all the time, and I think it's so cute and so funny. And those are my funny things about my boys. Hope you like them. Travis Kemp on Twitter, @Kemp_Travis, asked me, what's your favorite music genre? I would definitely have to say mine is country. Yes. This is how my friends from my hometown and I sing this song. Well, except we have to get to the chorus. Okay, so you know when it goes Sweet Home Alabama, we go, Sweet Home College Station. Right? Like, what? That's so, so clever. So they'd play that at, like, a school dance or something, and everybody in the audience would be like, Sweet Home College Station. Yeah, stupid. We thought we were so cool. Whoop, whoop, College Station, Texas. My dad is one of the greatest two-steppers of all time. That's a country dance, if y'all don't know. And my mom met my dad at a country music dance hall. It was called The Hall. That took a lot of thinking. It's not even there anymore. It was in my hometown, but they, like, tore it down because I guess people stopped two-stepping a while back. But anyway, my mom said that she saw him just twirling around the dance floor, and he was the best two-stepper there, and he had the nicest butt. So he asked her to dance, and she said yes, and 6 weeks later they were married. Dun dun dun. It's my own sound effect. It's so sweet. And then they got divorced when I was like 5. Love them both. True love really exists, or does it? Okay, so Miss America, I guess, was the other night. I didn't have a chance to watch it because I think a game was on at the same time, and I was watching two kids because my husband was too busy watching the game or whatever. But I guess Miss New York, this is like a three-peat. So New York's won 3 years in a row. Like, okay, it's kind of time for someone else to win, but congratulations, New York. I guess the girl that won, she, like, sang a song and played a cup. She, like, played a cup, like, the cup and her were one or whatever for this performance. And my friend tweeted, "A red solo cup just became our new national symbol. Hashtag Miss America." What in the world? I didn't know you could do that as a talent. And now I guarantee you next year there's going to be at least 5 chicks playing a cup. Like, gotta be. Because they're like, I can't do the baton. I'm for sure doing the cup. Like, I saw Pitch Perfect and I could do that. You know, like, I could have been in that movie. So for sure I'm doing that for my talent. They should have, like, a list of acceptable talents for that, because I would have loved to have been in that if I could do that as a talent. Just kidding. I would have tried to sing. But, I mean, no one... First of all, props to Miss New York. Like, where'd you even think of that? Second of all, did you ask permission before doing that? Did they know you were going to play a cup? Did they just love the cup so much, the cup idea, that that's why you won? You're stunningly beautiful, because I saw pictures of you. So, but that's no surprise. Like, every girl in the pageant is. By the way, y'all, these women work so hard on getting ready for these pageants. It's cray. Okay, it's just so crazy. Like, they have so much discipline. They, like, work out every day, and they, like, whiten their teeth once a month or whatever. I don't know. But they work really hard to get into those pageants. So I know that they sometimes get a bad rap or whatever, but they do a lot of philanthropic stuff throughout the year, and I don't know. I think the pageants are pretty cool. And now that there's cup playing as a talent, I think next year will be even more interesting. Props to you, Miss New York. You, yeah. New York. Is that their accent? New York. That's like Brooklyn. I don't know what I'm doing. There we go. There's the cup. Oh, it's a whole song. Okay, so see, I could write a country song and literally just have a cup in the background and, like, call it a song. I mean, that's a super cheap way to record a song. Just on a cup, but not with my tongue in my mouth. On a cup. All right. Also, you guys, I'm going to talk about every podcast. I'm going to talk about one person I follow on Twitter that I just love and adore, and I just get a kick out of their Twitter. This week, it is Miss Jessie James Decker. Hello, you guys. I've never met her personally, but she is a country singer. Her name was Jessie James before she got married to Eric Decker, who now plays for the New York Jets. Is that a team? Just kidding. The New York Jets. I just think she's so cute. Like, she's like this tiny little thing, and they have a show on E! I think, or whatever, Eric and Jessie, and they just seem so super in love. They had a little baby, and it's a little girl, and I just think she's so cute, and she's always tweeting about her husband, which I think is, like, the sweetest thing. Someone, like, tweeted her a picture of him stretching today, and she was like, yummy. I mean, they're just, like, the cutest, sweetest little people, and I just think she's wonderful, and I think we would be such good friends, because we have babies, and we like country music, and stuff like that, and our husbands both have dark hair. I don't know, it's probably, like, all they have in common, but, that's all. I just wanted to say that. I just think she and her family are, like, super cute. I don't know her. She didn't pay me to say that. She doesn't know who I am. Like, nothing. She's just cute and sweet. And I'm happy for her that she's got a really hot husband and super cute little baby. Okay, let's see. One more question from Twitter. Oh my gosh, these people are, y'all are like having a conversation on my at reply, so I'm not really sure what you're talking about, because I have to scroll down like 10 minutes to see where the conversation started to figure out why you're saying like, all right, cool, copy my tweet and tag her. And then the person says like, okay, and I'll tweet it to the writers also. All right, yay. Like, I don't really,
controversy. Controversy.
Controversy. I don't really know what you guys are talking about. I'm so sorry. But, let me get back down past your conversation, which I love you, but I'm not really sure what you're talking about. Okay. Theo, at Theo476, said, what is your favorite episode of Sunny with a Chance? My favorite is when Selena Gomez is on there. I love Selena. She's so cute. We had such a good time when we filmed that episode. Tidbit of info that you guys might not have known, David Henry also came by, and Selena didn't know that he came by set to visit when we were filming that episode with her. And so there's a scene where she and Demi Lovato are in like a dressing room thing, and they're playing with Selena's character's wand or whatever, something, and someone's supposed to come through the door, but we sent David Henry in there instead. And so she's trying to like react like it's her character's part, and David comes in and she lost it. She was like, what are you doing here? And it was just so funny. We like made our own behind the scenes mashup of shows, even though we weren't supposed to. It was pretty funny. But my favorite episode of Sunny with a Chance, oh my gosh, there's so many good ones. I think the first one is my favorite because we like had no idea what we were doing. We didn't even know if we were funny yet. I mean, Disney thought we were funny, I guess, or they wouldn't have hired us, but we were all so nervous. We were all so young. We all like did not know what to tell our hairstylist, how to do our hair or makeup or anything. And they did a great job, but like we hadn't found our niche yet with our characters. So it was so much fun. Allison was like 5, just kidding. She was like 10 or 11. Now she's grown up and driving and graduated high school and all that. I loved the first episode. It was just so wonderful and fresh and funny. It turned out to be really funny. I think it was called West Coast Story or something like that. Something with the West Coast. Yeah. West Side. I just did the finger thing for the W. I can't do that in public, though, because I don't want to get shot. I don't really know what it means. Ooh. I'm dancing in my chair, which is funny because I don't like to dance. I love that song. Okay, well, I think we've hit our 20-minute mark, you guys, so thank you so much for all your questions on Twitter. I appreciate y'all. I love you guys, and I will be back next week. Adios!
It's 20!
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Cool. Put that in the podcast.